وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg, South Africa, on this morning of Saturday, the 2nd of November, corresponding with the 29th of Rabiul Akhir, 1446. All praise is due to Allah. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qala Allahu ta'ala fil Qur'anil Majid wal Furqanil Hamid. ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين النصيحة صدق الله العظيم Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Wabarakatuhu. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum to you, Maulana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Mr. MKZ. Thank you very much. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Rabiul Akhir 1446 in South Africa and in most parts of the world, Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Masjidul Aqsa. Today is the 30th of Rabiul Akhir 1446. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 39, Surah Zumar, and verse number 46. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses the Master Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Qul. This is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addressing him for Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam directly. Say, address, announce and pronounce. Qulillahumma. Say, O beloved Allah. Look at the word Allahumma in the Quran Sharif. Study the word Allahumma in the Ahadith Mubarakah. You will see it is Allah and a meme in the ending. So what is the meme in the ending explaining to us? It is explaining to us when we translate it that before the word Allah, the vocative, the nida, ya is there. there. So how will you translate it? I'm breaking up the words for your benefit. Qul, say, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allahumma Ya Allahu, O beloved Allah. So that is how you will translate it. Always remember that, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. So now when we join the words, Qulillahumma, you announce, you pronounce, you say to them, to humanity and the entire universe and creation, Qulillahumma, you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, announce, O beloved Allah, فاطر السماوات والأرض. What is the meaning of فاطر? Fatir is used as a noun and as a verb in the Noble Quran. The beginning of the 23rd Supara, 23rd Juz, when you read Surah Yasin, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي. Habib Najjar, rahimahullah, used to say, the Waliullah, the sage of the age, why should I not worship him, Almighty Allah, فَطَرَنِي. There the verb is used. Yeah, the word is used. Fatir as-samawat wal-ard. You see Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam from the well, then he was sold as slavery. All that happened, the vicissitudes of life, then he becomes the minister of finance, then he becomes the ruler of Egypt. And right in the ending, Surah 12, verse number 101, what does he say? Fatir as-samawati wal-ard. Anta waliyyi fi dunya wal-akhira. Ya Allah, you are the Fatir of the heavens and the earth. You are my protector in this worldly life and in the year after. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Ya Allah, let me pass away with perfect iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. So Fatir, you see today, when we want to put up a new building, a new house, block of flats, a warehouse, whatever it is, then we want to see a mini model, we want to see some samples, examples, all that. So Almighty Allah is Khaliq min ghayri mithalin sabiq. Almighty Allah created this entire universe, the celestial creation, the sun, the moon, the planets, the stars, everything. The terrestrial creation, the land and the sand and the lakes and the oceans and everything. The flora and the fauna. And there was no example. There was no mini model. Nothing of that sort. Allah is Subhanallah. He transcends every defect, every weakness, every shortcoming. Everything of his is perfect. Look at sunrise, look at sunset, look at the new moon and look for the new moon tonight. So that is the precision and accuracy of Almighty Allah, Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. Qul Allahumma, say Ya Rasulullah Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O beloved Allah, Fatir as-samawati, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth. Without a model, sample, example in front of you, O Almighty Allah, and samawat ma fawqa ru'us, whatever is above our head, the celestial creation, wal ard, the terrestrial creation, whatever we walk on, whatever we see, all this here at the bottom. So that is samawati wal ard, samawat on top and ard at the bottom. Alim al ghaybi wa shahada. Ya Allah, your knowledge all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is hidden from you, Ya Allah. Nothing is obscure from you. He, Habibuna, Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, is, will always be the most beloved to Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. But what does Almighty Allah say regarding Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Tilka min amba'il ghaybi nuhiha ilayk. That we gave you this knowledge, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But initially, you did not know about it. Ma kunta ta'alamuha anta. So all this is mentioned in chapter 11, Surah Hud, verse 49. Then Almighty Allah sent wahi revelation to you. Surah to Ibrahim, Surah Yusuf, Surah Hud, Surah Nuh. All this Allah sent to you via wahi revelation. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has the greatest amount of ilmul ghaib and the most knowledgeable and most beloved in the entire universe and creation. But you cannot put the Master alayhi salatu salam on par with Almighty Allah jalla wala wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. None is equal to Almighty Allah jalla wala in any aspect, in any respect. So we must draw a distinction. Who is Almighty Allah jalla wala? Allah is alim al-ghaybi wa shahada. His knowledge, he knows everything past, present and future. His knowledge all embracing, all encompassing. How many drops in the ocean, how many blades of grass in the jungle, everything is known. Nothing hidden and obscure from him, Almighty Allah. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the greatest amount of knowledge. But initially, the Master alayhi salatu salam did not know about it. Go read chapter 11, Surah Hud, and verse number 49, and that will clarify the issue. Now in this world, there are so many disputes, so many quarrels, so many problems. So when will all this get sorted out? Anta tahkumu bayna ibadika. You Allah, you alone will pass the final verdict, the final judgment. Bayna ibadik, between the servants. Therefore, Allah Jalla Wala wal Hakimu Rabbun Jalil. The Hakim, the final judge is him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You see, Muslims today, Qadianis will tell you they're Muslim, Shias will tell you they're Muslim. So we say they're not Muslim, and we're 100% sure about it, and so forth and so on. You see the Jews, the Christians, they say no, they also waiting for their Messiah, and they will be victorious, and then our internal problems, external problems, family problems, and it goes on and on and on. Anta tahkumu bayna ibadik, you Allah jalla wala will pass the final verdict, bayna ibadik, between your servants, fi ma kanu fihi yakhtalifun, in all those matters and issues in which they have so many differences and so forth. So therefore the question arises, who must we follow? We say follow all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, his commandments and his prohibitions. And chapter 40 verse 7, follow Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter 3 verse 31, follow the Sahaba, the beloved companions of the Master Alayhi Salam. Chapter 9 verse 100, and then follow the Imams and follow the Awliyaullah and so forth. And that is chapter 31 verse 15. If we do that correctly, with the correct belief, sincerely, and whenever we are human beings, we will commit sins, we have our shortcomings, so we beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness, and we do so sincerely, Allah Jalla Wala will forgive us, and Allah will make our khatima and ending on Iman, bi fadlillahi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, through his grace, mercy and benevolence. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 29th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, and the Gaza genocide continues, day number 393 of the Gaza genocide. So let us give you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, and internationally. Let's start with America. America says they are going to give more aid, more arms, all that to Israel. So you have a dog, right? So that dog is a bulldog, is an Alsatian and so forth, biting, injuring people, killing them and so forth. And you have the owner, the handler of the dog. So Israel is the dog. There's no doubt about that. And who is the handler of the dog, of that bulldog? Remember, is America. So they are more guilty compared to Israel. They are the war criminals, remember that. And they get away with the murder of 1 million people there in Iraq only. 500,000 children. When Madeleine Albright, the Harami, the Jewess, let her rot in hell and get roasted and toasted. You Muslims throughout the world and esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Marcus Sahaba, if you got any shame and if you got any concern of this Ummah, this weekend, leave all your haram TV and Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. Go read about Abu Ghraib, the prison in Baghdad, what they did to our brothers, sisters, how they raped them and what they did. That is your American forces and others. And thereafter, go tell your children and learn yourself what happened in Bagram prison and so forth, in Kabul, in Afghanistan. So teach them. We must never forgive these Americans and Jutlas and Western powers for what they did. And we must never forget as well. We must always remind them of their war crimes and tell them that now the world is witnessing the genocide and so forth. So Blinken says there must be a de-escalation. You Harami, Bush, Blair, Blinken, Biden, and your morons, Kamala Harris and Trump, whole lot morons, you must remember that. So you find that they say no, de-escalation. But other side, the real terrorists, you are arming them, giving them money, and our brothers, sisters, children, 400,000 of them in northern Gaza, on the verge of starvation, on the verge of death. 15 humanitarian organizations are condemning and criticizing Israel and asking United Nations, where the hell are you? Can't you do something? So you must remember that. These are innocent children. Just last night, Israel attacked and 80 plus people died in Gaza, 50 of them children. Where is your consciousness? Where is your humanity? Where are you Muslim? Are you still busy with your petty squabbles and so forth and so on? Therefore, we have to agree with Mufti Taqi Sahib. He's a great Mufti of Pakistan. When the elders of the Tabligh Jamaat came to meet him, first they were speaking, you know, just light-hearted. Then he said, I have one, darkhas, one, you know, Mu'addabana Guzari, something to tell you from the bottom of my heart. Thousands and thousands, lakho ka majma, that you have million or 500,000, 250,000 people in the ijtima and all that in Raiwin and here and there. But not once you'll take the name of Palestine. Now how we do justify that? You see, these are the things. We don't say they're not making dua. But why don't you say, this is not ordinary place, is our Qibla-i Ula, is our holy place, is not up for sale? And Israel can't make Allah Jalla Wala the estate agent that he sold it to them or gave it to them as khatas. We all need to wake up and understand this. And all these Jutlas and American companies and so forth, money, you should boycott them. Your KFC, your McDonald's, your Starbucks, and these Woolworths and Pick and Pay and all these people. How does it feel for you as a Muslim, my sister, to enter into the shops and the range you spend there, the dollars you spend there overseas, the rupees you spend, it might just be used to kill another Palestinian child and children? Do you even think about that? Have some shame, man. Have some fear. Then in Britain, they have the foreign minister there. He is like an African, you know. So they just use him, the whiteys. He says there's no genocide there. For genocide, you need millions of people. You see, these are the harami, you must remember. So he is like, you know, in old America, they used to have the slave in the house. So they just use them, these whiteys, you must remember. The whites are the biggest racists on this earth and the biggest terrorists. Who can deny America, Israel, Europe and all of them being racist and terrorists? Who were supporting South Africa during the apartheid years? We were the victims. We know what it is. So we need to name them, shame them and nail them. You must remember that. Alhamdulillah, 5 Jews are dispatched to hell. We have no, you understand, remorse about that. We show no empathy, sympathy, nothing with them. One settler, one bullet. We are very happy about that. Listen to the special rapporteur of United Nations to the Middle East and there to the Palestine areas and territories. Albanese, So she says, it's a time now, you United Nations, you should be suspending Israel from the United Nations. Is that not true? They should be suspended, they should be expelled. They're going on, not for from October 7th till now, and 13 months, almost over a year, for 78 years, remember that. Go study. Israel was established on 14 May 1948. What did they do in 45, 46, 47? They had the Stern Gang, the Haganah Gang, the Irgun Gang. Menachem Begin becomes the Prime Minister, but he is the biggest terrorist and the leader, remember, of the Irgun Gang, and then they formed the Likud Party. So imagine, these are the super terrorists and so forth, and these three gangs, and massacring the Palestinians even before the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel was established, then subsequently become the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, and the most moral army in the world. That's what they told the world. And they are the baby killers and the rapers and the haramis, and we need to show them, you Jutla, get out, we don't want to see you, we don't want to do business with you. That is what you should do. Did I say so? Ehud Olmert, he was also sent to jail, just like Ketzef. Olmert was the prime minister, and they sent him to jail to eat some omelets and so forth because of corruption. Ketzef, he couldn't look after his own rifle, the president of Israel, they sent him to jail on rape charges. Olmert speaks. He gave an interview to CNN. He say, Hamas, our enemy. Hezbollah, our enemy. When Houthi is our enemy. But the biggest enemy of Israel is Bibi Netanyahu Benjamin. There you have it from the horse's mouth. You must remember that. Israel, the government, the state, to sever ties with the Haaretz newspaper. Every day I quote them. The biggest and largest English newspaper there in Israel, Haaretz, because the publisher, owner, whatever you want to say, said that these are not terrorists, Hamas, they are freedom fighters, and it's time to apply sanctions on Israel. There you have the call. The world should be exposing Israel, the Zionist lobby, AIPAC, and all these American politicians, remember, Biden, Bush, and Blair, and all those British guys, and Biden, all these haramis, Trump and a whole lot. If you are an American voter and you're going to vote on Tuesday, November the 5th, this is my 1 cent, 2 cent worth. If I was an American, I had to vote. I'll never vote for the Republicans or Democrats. They're both morons and enemies of Islam and Muslims and humanity. Vote for the Green Party or whatever if you want to vote and so forth. So therefore, they're severing ties. Always Israel feel very uncomfortable when you speak the truth. Remember that. Russia must meet. Listen to this. Who says so? Israel, Bibi Netanyahu. You must understand how the news works. There's another thing our Muslims don't know. Majority don't know what's going on, you know. Russia must mediate a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. Who's saying that? Israel. Who's saying that? Netanyahu. You know why? Hezbollah, you can say they are Shias, and they are Shias, and we say Shias are kuffar, but they are better than all your Arab countries and Muslim countries who are doing nothing, remember, for Hamas and the Palestinians. Rather, they're siding, remember, with who? With Israel and America. Your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Jordan, your Egypt, your Bahrain, your Morocco, and majority of the Arab countries. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ. Quran Kareem, chapter 9, verse 101. And in Medina Munawwarah, there are some people, they will continue and persist and insist on their nifaq and hypocrisy. La ta'alamuhum. You don't know them, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nahnu na'alamuhum. We know them very well. So nu'adhibuhum marratain. We will punish them twice. Now in this world, then we will punish them in barzakh, that is in their their graves in the interspace after their death till day of Qiyamah, the justice day, day of reckoning. ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ. And then they will be dispatched to the worst, worst punishment. If this happened in the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do you think now? How many munafiqeen and hypocrites there are there in the Arab world? He Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبِ. Woe and destruction to the Arabs, and that refers mostly to the rulers and people who want to, you understand, bootleg them and justify their stance, like the Madkhalis and that you have in Saudi Arabia and so forth. So you should know this. So why are they asking Putin? You must remember he must mediate and so forth, because Hezbollah is smashing Israel and they sending them to hell. Alhamdulillah, we're very proud of that. So year after, Allah will send them to Jahannam, and that unless they repent is a different issue. Putin, I like Putin. Putin is a big harami. We need haramis in this day and this age to fix up the Americans and Britain and all of them. The Palestinian state is a must for peace and a prerequisite for peace. Well said, Putin. Botswana, they had their independence from Britain 58 years ago, and that is in 1966. And that party lost after 58 years in power. تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء. The opposition is in power now and will be inaugurated and so forth. So that is Allah's system. America heading for civil war after elections. Israel heading for civil war in the new year, inshallah al-Aziz. And all these Arab tampon dictators, inshallah, all these kings and clowns and crowns and all the crown prince and all shaitans, all will fall, inshallah al-Aziz. 200 plus dead already in Spain and still counting, remember. They don't even know how many people are under the rubble and so forth. North Korea, Ching Ping Ping Pong, you understand? Difficult names these guys have, you know. So he sent a missile. Can you believe that? These are the poorest countries. Yemen, poorest Arab country, sending a missile straight there into Netanyahu's house, or Hezbollah sent it. You must admire these people. Netanyahu now delaying the marriage of his son. He say maybe they will just bomb me and send me also to hell. That's what he means, you see. So he say, I better wait till things get a little bit cool. Nothing going to get cool there, brother. Shaitan, not my brother, Shaitan's brother. That's what Quran says. Ikhwana shayateen. You are the brothers of Shaitan. So North Korea, now he is gone very strong because he's with Russia. Russia is with him. So he sent the longest range missile. If you know anything, I went right to the border of North Korea. When I was in South Korea, I told that taxi guy, hey, take me there right to the border. I want to see this North Korea. I know I can't enter there, but at least let me see it. They said, fine. So we went right to the border, and you just see all the fences and guards and what have you. I say, at least I saw it from a distance. So this guy, yeah, very poor, remember. But he's obsessed with, we must have missiles and bombs. And he can shoot right into America. So which country can do that in the Muslim countries and Arab countries? Hopeless, useless, impotent, good for nothing, nincompoops. That's what our Muslim countries are. 13 dead in Serbia. The railway station. Imagine China gave them a railway station and became operational in July. And this happens yesterday. The roof flew off and the passengers, they were sitting there. Some were walking. 13 of them just fracked and they died. They were arch enemies, the Serbians. You must remember that, what they did in Bosnia and so forth. Liz Cheney, you see, you know Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney and Bush. Bush was the president and Dick Cheney was the deputy vice president. So this is Liz Cheney. She broke ranks with the Republicans and she joined, you must remember, the Democrats campaigning, and she's slamming Trump and saying Trump is a moron and so forth and so on. That is what they will do. So both morons, Kamala Harris and Trump, they are trying now to mobilize and influence the Muslim vote and so forth and so on. Okay, let's give you some local news. You must remember that petrol price will increase from Tuesday night, midnight. So Wednesday morning, technically, they say 20 cent or whatever you, but there will be an increase, it seems like that. And then second news will be that the new moon. So now, you know, Saudi Arabia, they already announced that the Taqweem, that tomorrow, Sunday, will be the first of Jumad al-Ula, 4 months left. So today is the 30th day. For us here in South Africa, Southern Africa, is the 29th, okay? So when it is the 29th, so what should we do? We should scan the sky tonight and look for the new moon and crescent. And once we see it, and we should see it, inshallah, inshallah, this 27-hour moon, so it will be sighted, and then we'll send out all the timetables and calendars and so forth and so on, inshallah, tonight. So you should scan the sky and look for it. So then the whole world tomorrow will be, tomorrow, Sunday, inshallah, the first of Jumad al-Ula. Allah not only unite the ummah, but unite them on truth and on haqq. Yesterday I received an article and I looked at it, you know. I know the person personally. I buy my chicken from him. You know, stood all his addresses, everything are written there. I'll send it out today on the groups. I was so tired yesterday, you know. So I wanted to sleep early and so forth. So anyway, today I will send it out. What is good for the goose is good for the gander. You see that? So it's a very balanced article. You understand? That's what my assessment is of it. That it was not written just with emotions and so forth. So Molana, I'll send you a message today. You did well. We know you very well. And remember, you see Hazrat Molana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahab. So who I call one of the greatest scholars born in South Africa. Born in South Africa. He was, he is, inshallah, maybe will always be. What he did for this ummah as a person, I can't see any person doing so much again in South Africa. So Allah Ta'ala grant him siha afia. And you see here at Mawlana, that his name is Harun. So Mawlana Harun and Halal and Tayyiba and so forth. You must remember that. I told you I buy chicken. I don't hide anything. So when these Maulvis and people, they write articles, you know. So now Mawlana Desai Sahib wrote, for you ulama, it does not behove you to use nom de plume and all that. Now these are all high words. So use my language for the public, you know, and this type of things here. So why must you as a Maulvi, as a person, hide behind your wife's underwear? Is that Islam? Innahu min Sulaiman wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim. If you want to be a mujahid, you want to be that, you understand, a big scholar, and you want to be thus and that, why are you hiding behind the parda of your wife's underwear? So come out and give your names and everything. So you must remember that. So the Mawlana Harun wrote the same thing, I see. He said, you don't even write the email. I mean, these are all justified points, you know. You see, this is the truth of the matter. We in this field 50 years, so we know how it works, you understood. So sometimes people who write it, they are very sincere and they don't want to write their names and so forth. So we give them that. But is it ethical? No, it's unethical. Sometimes people write all these kind of things to cover their tracks of the past. Maybe they were involved in drugs. Allah alone knows. But we know about this type of incidents in the past. Maybe they were studying in a madrasa, Darulum, and they were expelled from that madrasa and Darulum, which we know. But today they want to write a lot of things and so forth and so on. Maybe they were married so many times and they divorced twice, thrice, four times and so forth and so on. You see, when you study hadith, you have asma'ul rijal wa nisa. You have jaraha wa ta'adil. And this is the very reason they have that. You will see that the imams in this field, Ali ibn al-Madini and Imam Bukhari, his teacher, Ali ibn al-Madini, they said this person who are kazab, who are dajjal, laysa bithiqatin. Why they would do that? So people must not fall for their rhetoric and people must not fall for what they are saying and so forth. You must be very careful. Unzuru amman ta'khuduna deenakum. If people were expelled from Darul Ulum Sindhiyah, why were they expelled? We need to know all these reasons. If people were on drugs and so forth and so on and so on, but they want to carry on like great, great people, but they're not even Hafiz, Alim and so forth. So a lot of issues like that. People who have a terrible track record divorcing their wives and all that. So how can they be such good people and so forth? You must remember that when you must see what is the reality and so forth. So we need to look at things holistically and not just jump. So therefore, it's a very good balanced article that what is good for, I like the heading, what is good for the goose is good for the gander. You see, that's very nice that is. Shalom, O Salim Kareem, our politics will continue. Allah will pass the final verdict. Allah protect us and make our khatima on iman. And Allah Ta'ala protect this ummah throughout the world. We have 15 minutes plus minus, Marana. Let's fire up for the Q&A.
Mufti Saab, I'm currently a HIP student, but unfortunately, I'm addicted to masturbation. What is the solution for me?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, you must remember in chapter 23, you, my young son, you are becoming a Hafiz. You should maybe know this para and the Jews already. Allah alone knows. Open the 18th supara, the beginning of the 18th Jews, and see what Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. The true believers are those who guard their private parts. Then in front Allah Ta'ala says, Surah 23, that is chapter 23, the beginning of the 18th Supara and verse number 7, فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مُلْعَادُونَ. When you go beyond that, so then those are the transgressors, these are the major sinners. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i Rahimahullah, the genius that he was, he is, he will always be, and his legacy is so great. From this ayat he proved, chapter 23, verse number 7, that he said that these are the people should know al-istimbat. We deduce from this verse al-istimna'u haramun, masturbating is haram. So therefore, my youngster, you must fast. And I don't know your age, maybe you're 18, 20, then you should try and get married if you have the means and so forth. But on continuously doing this, you must remember you're harming yourself physically, spiritually, and once you get involved more and more in these vices, then the Quran Sharif also will get weaker, weaker. Imam Shafi'i Rahimahullah's poem mentioned in the Diwan al-Shafi'i, wa nurullahi la yu'ta li'asi. Allah's nur, radiance, effulgence will not be given to those people who continue with their vices and sins and so forth. So look at it, my young son, my young brother, my young student. And that is yesterday there I was in Alberton, you know, Masjid Aisha. So after Salat, everything, one old man, 82 years old, came and he hugged me and he was like half crying. And he said, Mufti, man, I'm looking for you 4 or 5 years now. You are my ustad and you are my teacher and so forth. I'm listening to you, but I never met you. So I'm just wondering, you know, where and where people are listening, young and old. Walau kariyal hasidun. So that is Qudrat ka karishma, you must remember. So therefore, I call you my student, my young son. So stay away from it for the sake of Allah. Allah will give you a pious wife and someone good for you. Always look at that verse, chapter 23, and that is Surah Mu'minun, beginning of the 18th Supara, verse number 7, and read the dua, my young son. And that is a hadith mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Allahumma hassin farji. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, hassin, O Allah, fortify and protect farji, my private part. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will let you lead a pure and a chaste life, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, are men allowed to wear plain red t-shirts or jackets?
to wear pure red. There's no other color there, no stripes, no other color, that Hanafis say not permissible. But Shafis, Hanbalis, and majority of the scholars, they say permissible. That's a Hanafi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Shama'il Tirmidhi. It's mentioned, Sahaba say, I saw Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi hullatin hamra, that with the red kurta, red lungi, and so forth. Ma ra'aytu ahsana minhu qablahu wala ba'dahu. I never saw any person more handsome than a master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I looked at the full moon and I looked at the master, and I found the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam much more handsome, much more impressive than even than the full moon. Qusi Shama'il Tirmidhi. So Hanafi say, if it's pure red, no other color, they're not permissible. If there are other colors, so then you must remember it's permissible. You see people, they wear, I don't wear. You must remember that. Because in one conference, they told us, nobody must wear the red scarf. That is a sign of the Saudi symbol. And all you foreigners here, ulama came from here and there, you want to wear scarf, you must wear other colors. So some guys, they came with suits and all that, but they're all ulama. What a joke it turned out. So we, because it's so hot, we all were wearing white scarves and that. So from that day onwards, you must remember, I say, I'll never wear this red scarf of theirs. One side, you must remember, is the Saudi symbol. Saudis are a disgrace to this ummah. So if you wear something like that, from fatwa point of view, it's permissible. Hanafis also will allow it. But if it's pure red, only red, Hanafis say not permissible. Shafis, Ambalis, and them say permissible.
My husband gave me talaq whilst menstruating. Is this talaq valid?
Here there are two separate issues. Chapter 65, verse number 1. Allah Jalla Wala addresses Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuan Nabi. O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha tullaqtumun nisa, that when you divorce the women, fatulliquhunna. See, Allah addressing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when it came to divorce, then Allah addresses the ummah. Idha tullaqtumun nisa, when you the ummah, you divorce the wives. فَتَلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِنَّ, then give them talaq fi tuhurin, in their cleanliness, and you didn't have intercourse and conjugal relationship with them, and one talaq. That is the best way of issuing talaq, verbally or in writing. However, if a person gave talaq whilst the wife was in menses, if he gave one, it's one, if he gave two, it's two, if he gave three, it's valid according to all four schools, but you get a sin also in that. Because Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, once he issued talaq to his wife in the menses, Sayyidina Umar went and informed Nabi alayhi salam. He rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Umar, Murhu fal yuraji'a, tell your son Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he must take her back. It was one talaq, take her back, and he must make ruju and he must stay with her. Then when he wants to give talaq in future, he must wait for the clean period and so forth. Yes, the talaq will be valid, even though in menses, whether it's one, two, or three, but that's according to all four schools, but it's a sin upon the husband to do so.
Mufti Sahab, what is the best askar to read after Fajr and Asr Salah?
The best azkar to read is the Quran Sharif. Remember, Kalamullah Ta'ala is Kalamul Muluk and Mulukul Kalam. The best zikr is Kalamullah, the Quran Sharif. Make it a ma'mool. Ma'mool means make it routine. Daily after Fajr you will read Quran. You know Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai Sahib, I tell you one story about him. That when his eyesight was restored, then he read 1,000 rakats Nafil Salat. I met him many times. He knows I make appointment with him after Fajr Ishraq time. When I go there, so he's reading his big Quran Sharif, you see. And that's how he reads, you must remember. Then the work starts in there. And then he reaches Ishraq and his Duha 20 minutes or so after sunrise. We say 12, 15 minutes, but Maulana is taqwa, you know, he say 20 minutes. So then he reads Ishraq and Duha, and then he works 20 hours, 18 hours, whatever, one way, Salat time, only he stops. Most of the time he's fasting. So you start with Quran. Myself, my habit, my ma'amool, every day, most days, because Wednesday I go to Hazrat Mufti Sahib. So you must remember between Asr Maghrib, I just sit in a masjid, and every day try and read Quran Sharif, minimum one juz, you see. So that is the best zikr you can make. And then, when you got more time, afdalu zikri la ilaha illallah, make zikr la ilaha illallah, read durood Sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make abundant istighfar. We all are sinners. Nobody can say Hussein and mature today. Kain and Mankan, he can say he's the waliullah, but he's still a sinner. So we all are sinners. So beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness and make dua for Ghazza al-Mubarakah, al-Ghazza fiha al-Izzah, Yahya Sinwar and Ahmadiyyat Ismail Haniya and Hamas. They brought honor to this ummah. They shook Israel and America and Britain and France and Germany and India and all these haramis put together. That's why we love them so much. Remember that.
Mufti Sahib, when a lady's husband passes away, can she still wear her wedding ring?
So remember that when your husband passed away, you must be in iddat for arba'ata ashurin wa ashra. From time of death, you must be in iddah for 130 days, 130 days. That is what your iddat is. If you are pregnant, then wa ulatul ahmali ajaluhunna ayyada'na hamlahun, chapter 65, verse number 4. So then you must wait till you give birth. Then your iddat will expire. In that iddat period after your husband's demise, you can't be wearing jewelry, you can't be wearing new clothes, you can't be wearing rings, you can't be applying mehendi and henna and all that, all haram that. It's ihdad. Ihdad means your mourning period. M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. So remember for you to wear your wedding ring during iddat, that is haram and not permissible. After iddat expires, you wear the ring, jewelry, all permissible, remember that.
Mufti Sahib, please explain, why do you call Jesus a Palestinian when he was a Bani Israel?
So remember that, go see Palestine, go see any old Bible. If you are a non-Muslim, my brother, go and see your old Bible. There's nothing about Israel mentioned there, the state of Israel. Palestina, Palestine is mentioned. And we believe, and you also believe as non-Muslims, where did his birth take place? In Bethlehem. So when he was born, I went to Bethlehem several times, Beitul Lahmin. In our books, in Sahih Muslim, it's clearly mentioned that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. So if you are born in Bethlehem, so what are you? You're a Palestinian. So what is Sayyidah Maryam? Palestinian. What is Sayyidah Maryam radiallahu anha's parents? They're Palestinian. Her father's name was Hazrat Imran. Her mother's name Hanna. So all of them are Palestinian. And none of them were Jutlas. There's no prophet or messenger who came as a Jew, as a Christian, or anything of that. Chapter 3, verse number 67. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyyan wala Nasraniyyan walakin kana hanifan musliman wa ma kana min mushrikeen. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a Jew, Christian, or an idol worshipper or Hindu, Allah forbid. So what was he? Walakin kana hanifan musliman. 100% he was Palestinian. Jesus, peace be upon him, the Palestinian. Sayyidah Maryam al-Azra, Sayyidah Maryam al-Batul, Sayyidah Maryam binti Imran. So she is Palestinian 100%. Remember that. And we will always promote that. Alhamdulillah. And inshallah, in our lifetime, Palestine will be liberated. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Barakallah. Tomorrow, no program in the morning. Tomorrow afternoon, between 2 and 4, the Q&A. بارك الله فيك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته